This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. 30 years ago, Fontella Bass had the hit record Rescue Me. It rose to the top of the R&B charts and went gold. But many of her fans lost track of her after that. We're going to fill you in on her life before and after that hit record. A few years after Rescue Me, Bass left the pop music world. For a while, she sang with her then-husband Lester Bowie, the trumpet player with the avant-garde jazz group The Art Ensemble of Chicago. She performed very little while raising her family. In 1980, she returned to the music she sang with her mother and grandmother as a child, gospel music. When Fontella Bass was a girl, her mother was often on the road performing with the Clara Ward Singers and other gospel groups. Now Fontella Bass has a new solo album of gospel called No Ways Tired on the Nonesuch American Explorer label. Here's the title track.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, yeah. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Fontella Bass, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you, Terry.
Now, your new CD is really a return to gospel music for you. You grew up in a gospel family. Your mother and grandmother both performed?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, 5, I used to play for the funeral homes in St. Louis with my grandmother, Nevada Carter, every night. Well, of course, $10 a night during those days was a lot of money, lots of money. We're talking about 50s now, early 50s, 1, 2, up until I graduated from grade school in 54. So I was sort of like an income person in the home.
What was it like for you as a young girl to be playing at funerals where people are overcome by emotion and you're providing the musical backdrop for it?
Oh, believe me. We needed the funds, and my grandmother said, "You shall go," and I went. And that was the end of story. Of course, you know, I had the funeral home director, Mr. Buddy Walton, and Mr. Ellis. They would walk me in, you know, so I couldn't see the remains, and they would sit me at the piano with the, what do you call it, thing that you fold up where you couldn't see the musician. Or my grandmother. And then after the funeral was over, you know, they walked me back out. So all I smelled was flowers.
Was it ever frightening to you to hear the amount of crying and wailing?
Oh, very, very, very much so. That was devastating for me as a little girl. As a matter of fact, really, I don't go to funerals now. I just say goodbyes.
Oh, because of that experience early on?
Yeah.
Would people fuss over you because you were so young and so talented?
Oh, yeah. We had negative things from people in the church because by me being so young, a lot of the people would say, "I just think it's a shame you got that child out there playing for you." And I was traveling all over Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Memphis, you know. But that was very educational to me. And my mother thought so, too, and my grandmother thought so. But a lot of people, "Oh, she need to be in school," or blah, blah, blah. But really, I never missed school that much, maybe a week at the most.
So you were on the road with your family?
Oh, yes, I was on the road with my family at an early age.
Did you assume that you were given a special gift from God?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the only person I can give thanks to for my talents.
Growing up singing gospel, did you listen to and enjoy secular music?
Well, that was of course, I listened to secular music, but it was not really allowed in the home. And first of all, we really didn't have a record player until I was much older and out of grade school. But we had, like, record shops that would play the music on the outside of the record store, you know, as you could walk through town and stuff like that. So, you know, coming from school every morning, you know, Laverne Baker, Ruth Brown, Mama, Treat Your Daughter Mean, Johnny Ace, Pledging My Love, all of those tunes, I remember them just like yesterday.
So if your grandmother disapproved of you listening to that, would she punish you if she found out?
No, my grandmother was a little more outward with her. She would let us have those talent shows, you know, on Saturday, you know, because she knew that we would be listening to everything and we would be doing everything, you know, and if she went to choir rehearsal, you know, we got in and played the Boogie Woogie and all of Louis Jordan's tune and opened the door, Richard, and let me in. So on Saturday, she would bring the family together because we would do our music lesson first. And then she'd say, "What is that song I heard you playing the other day? What is that?" I know now that she knew, but as a child, you know, I was going like, "What song? What song, Granny?" She say, "You know that that little boogie wiggy beat?" She say, "Play that for me. Let me hear you." And oh boy. And then she say, "Boy, if you could just play your lesson like you play that."
Oh, I know that trick.
So that meant like sometimes 15, 20 minutes more with your music lesson, because I know you have the ability to do these things. So that's what happened a lot of times. But my mother, "I don't want to hear that. Take it out. No." And she's like that today.
Oh, so it's your mother who was the one who banned secular music?
Oh, yeah, my mother. She won't even sing in a place where they serve alcohol.
Did she punish you ever?
She'll punish me today. No. Sorry, Mom. Yeah, she's very, very, very strict, but a very loving person, you know, because when you come to learn our ways and you know our ways, you know how to accept them.
So were you forced to be sneaky when you were a teenager so that you could listen to what you wanted to without your mother finding out?
No, because I left at an early age. Well, I graduated from high school at 17, and 18, I was married and gone. Never been back home since.
My guest is Fontella Bass. She had the 1965 hit Rescue Me. She has a new CD of gospel music called No Ways Tired. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. Back with Fontella Bass. Now, I read that right after you got out of high school, you decided to join a carnival.
Oh, yeah.
How did you almost join a carnival?
With a child. And my mother came and pulled me off the train. Say, "You're not taking my baby anywhere." Well, at the time, I didn't know. My girlfriends had told me, say, we were sitting in the tent. And I just thought I was just really, really grown. And they asked me, they had sent my name up for the Leon Claxton show. That was a carnival that came out of Florida. And they said, and I didn't know it. So we were doing the audition, and I went up. I knew this one song, "I Love You, Porky," Lena Simone. And they only had an organ, so I was playing organ in the church. So I got up, so they hired me. So I worked in St. Louis for 2 weeks. So then they asked me to go on the road with them. Well, you know, I wanted to go, you know. Why not? Made arrangements, you know, for me to get out. And I didn't tell my mother that I was going. You know, I was just going to sneak out of town. But my girlfriends, who are my friends today, called my mother and say, "Miss Bass, Fontella is going to leave tonight on that train." See, they double-crossed me because they got lonely and they didn't want me to go. So they called my mom, and my mom came down on the train and literally pulled me out. I mean, you know, like hit you upside your head and all that stuff. I mean, she really did. And no one said a word to her. Not even Mr. Claxton. He said, goodbye, Fontella. It was nice having you.
Well, how did you feel about her coming on and embarrassing you like this?
Today, I'm glad. I'm glad she did. I think at that time I was a little green under the ear, and the things that were going on in the carnival at the time, that's why it was a carnival, some of the things that were going on. So I'm glad to this day that she did.
Take us to 1965, the year that you recorded your big hit, Rescue Me. That was also the year, I believe, that your grandmother died, and the year that you left your hometown of St. Louis. So how did you end up making Rescue Me that year?
Okay. When we wrote the song, I was working in the Regal Theater on Don't Mess Up a Good Thing, and I stopped in the Chess recording studio that morning, and Raynard Minor, who is blind, was in the studio. And he was sitting there playing. He said, hey, I got a song here, you know. Come on, let's work together on this. We were the only two there. So we worked on the song. I said, you can do this, you can do that. And at that time, you know, like somebody played rhythm, you know, I just gave the melody lines for the song and a lot of the lyrics. And then I went on to work. When I, maybe a week later, they say, hey, we're going to do this here song. You know, the song you guys were working on. I said, great. So we all, you know, went in the studio and they got the band, you know, and we cut Rescue Me. And I was reading in a paper during the recording and it dropped on the floor. And I went, because I didn't want the mess up the band or stop the tape from rolling. So that's how Rescue Me got the famous in it.
So you were just filling time because you didn't know what the next lyric was?
Well, yeah, well, you know, you have formats. You know, I didn't know whether we were going to go to that or whatever. I didn't know what was coming up next. So I just went to the hum until I got the paper or the structure in front of me.
Well, let's hear Rescue Me. A lot of the hits from the 60s have ended up being used recently on the soundtracks of films and television commercials. Mm-hmm. What are some of the uses Rescue Me has been put to?
Well, American Express commercial, Sisters Act, Mo Better Blue, Vital Signs, Mel Gibson, Air America, Murphy Brown, The Young and the Restless.
Are you usually pleased when it shows up someplace?
Oh, yes. It makes my day.
Do you get any kind of royalties for that?
Sure. Good. I sure do.
Uh-huh. So how much do you like to perform secular music now?
Well, I still do secular music in the studio and wherever. But on my job, I choose God. I choose the gospel. This is what I think I know and what I do best.
Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
I thank you too, Terry.
Fontella Bass has a new CD of gospel songs called No Ways Tired. This is Fresh Air.